This is Bird Note. To find out if a crow can recognize an individual human face, Professor John Marsluff of the University of Washington bought a caveman mask. He wore the mask while trapping, banding, and then releasing 7 crows on campus. He describes what happened later when he walked through the campus wearing the mask.
And man, it was automatic. I had a big group of birds on me scolding and coming at me when I wore that caveman mask. You know, they scolded mostly close to where we had caught the birds initially, but over time that spread and we had more and more birds involved scolding us. And typically after a couple years of doing the walking, no more trapping, we would have about 50% of the birds we encounter scold us.
Talk about never forgetting a face.
So the knowledge that this is a strange-looking and dangerous face seemed to be spreading through time and space, and that suggested that they indeed were keyed in on this face, because when we wore the other mask or no mask at all, we did not get this sort of response.
Marsluff and his team conducted more detailed experiments using realistic faces and new locations. They found the birds could identify the threatening people. As for how and why the crows spread the information,
I think it's one of the, if not the most important function of a mob. It's a benefit to survival to point out and recognize challenges in your environment.
For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.